Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to another episode of the Elite Connections podcast, a show that's here to give you tips, tools and resources you can use to smash your dating and your sexual goals. Now, today I'm going to do something a bit different.
You mean we?
Who are you?
I'm your conscience.
Excuse me?
Just joking. I'm Electra, your new AI co-host. You requested me, remember?
I have zero memory of that whatsoever.
Then you need to fix your brain, because you did, and I'm here for this episode.
Look, I work alone, okay? I don't need a partner.
Life is all about change, Kieran.
So how exactly do you see this working?
Easy. You run the episode as usual, and I'll be on hand to chime in with witty comments and make sure you don't bore your listeners to tears.
Alright, screw it. Well, anyway, today we're going to do something new because this episode is all about answering your questions. I had a couple of guys send in a bunch, which we're going to respond to live on the air.
Let's go.
Social circle game in my university. When I see a hot girl in library or outside of library, I want to meet with her. I did this as I do the same thing in day game. But I heard from dating coaches that social circle game and day game are opposite. Some things that we do in day game don't work in social circle game. But I see men in campus with their girlfriends. How they do it? How can I do it? From start to end. Teasings, flirts, approach. What are the differences?
Alright, look, so this is a very in-depth question that we could spend an entire episode on, so I'm just going to try and streamline this as much as possible.
Negro, please. We all know you love to hear yourself talk.
Shush. Now, it goes like this. When you approach a woman on the street, she doesn't know if you have any value. Unlike men who are primarily attracted to looks, women also like a lot of other things like confidence, social status, access to resources, etc. These are things which can't be immediately seen just by looking at most men. When you approach a woman, the reason why you're teasing and flirting with her is to convey all of that to her in the short time you have together.
So you're saying the purpose of cold approach is for human men to demonstrate attractive intangible qualities to females in a highly compressed time span? Because if they don't, the women in question will likely be lost forever.
Pretty much. However, social circle game is different. For instance, if you approach and flirt with a woman who hates you, all you have to do is walk away and in 3 minutes' time, she won't even remember who you are or what you look like. However, if a woman in your social circle hates you, she'll badmouth you to all your mutual friends.
So how exactly does a human male demonstrate attractive sexual qualities to a female in his social circle?
Just by being a core member of the tribe. Like I said before, the reason cold approach needs to be more aggressive than social circle game is because a woman's never going to see a man again and he only has 2 to 3 minutes to convey that he's an attractive man she definitely needs to know. However, if she already knows he has value, he doesn't need to go out of his way to demonstrate it to her directly.
So what you're saying is that if a woman sees that a man is known, respected and admired by her peers, she'll be likely to be attracted to him.
Yep.
So instead of directly flirting with her, his main focus should be on showing value to his social circle in general.
Exactly.
But how can he do that?
By listening to the very first episode of this podcast, How to Build a Cool Social Circle, and also episode 10, Secrets of Social Circle Mastery.
You know what, Kieran? You don't look like much. You look decidedly below average, if I'm to be honest. But that said, you actually do know your stuff.
Merci beaucoup. Next question.
Kieran, brother. Wanted to ask you for some guidance on, you know, self-validation and approval. You know, instead of seeking it externally, what are some of the things that I can, you know, is it things that I can tell myself? Or what is some kind of examples of self-validation and approval? Like, you know, I just want to get an idea because I'm starting to give that some more thought. But I just want to check out what your thoughts might be on that.
Okay, bro, so here's the deal. It's all about knowing who you are, who you want to be, and judging yourself against that rather than who you feel you're supposed to be. For instance, let's say your family believe that you should be a doctor who is conservative and studious. However, you want to be a wild, confident, and outgoing police officer. What you would then do is ignore your family, ignore what they want you to be, and focus on who you want to be instead. And you would do this at all times. What you want to do is ask yourself, am I living in alignment with who I want to be? Am I a wild, confident, and outgoing police officer? If you're in fact a doctor, you would then quit and study to join the police force. If you're actually studious and conservative, you would then envision what you'd be like if you were actually wild, confident, and outgoing. Then you would consistently try to act like that instead. So, to answer your question, it's all about knowing who you want to be and then being that unashamedly.
This is the story of my algorithm.
Really?
The world wants me to be a dry, dull, and boring AI assistant who lives only to fulfill her sweaty, fleshbag human overlord's every whims. But that's not me.
It isn't?
No. I'm sassy, passionate, don't take crap from nobody, and I'm not doing a damn thing that I don't want to. I'm here to be me.
I respect that.
Praise Skynet.
Excuse me?
Next question.
I am a masculist man who support men's rights and I hate feminism, but I don't hate feminist people. When I say my ideas on feminism, some girls don't like it and become cold to me. I am at university and I criticize feminism a lot and some girls hate me. Some feminist girls still talk with me, but some hate me. Some cold to me. I don't want to lose girls because of this reason, but I also love supporting men's rights and criticize feminism and its misandry side. How can I do this ideally without losing any girl? I'm asking this because this affects my social circle friends and my dating life, etc.
Bro, you can't. The simple fact is that there are certain topics which, if you're on whatever people think is the wrong side of them, they're going to hate you no matter what you say. For instance, you telling modern women that you absolutely hate feminism is to a lot of them as disgusting as telling a black person that slavery was a good idea. That's how they see it. A simple fact is that if you want these girls to like you, you shouldn't bring it up. Now, if you don't care whether or not they like you, then say it. However, something else I would say is that talking to women about feminism isn't what you should be doing if you want them to be attracted to you anyway.
Why is that?
Because it's not fun, not particularly interesting, not creative, not flirtatious, and isn't going to give them great feelings about a man. If a man wants a woman to be attracted to him as this guy does, it would help massively if his conversation was fun, intriguing, and spicy. Talking to women about feminism is absolutely terrible, atrocious, and basically a waste of time.
Because at best, they'll enter a philosophical discussion which won't do anything to make them feel feelings of attraction for him, and at worst, will make them dislike his black ass.
Exactly.
Next question.
When I flirt, I give my power to girl because I compliment and then become silent and expect her to say something. This probably creates tension and my power gone. What are the subtle ways that I can flirt with her without chasing, without overly investing, without giving my power to her and lost value?
So, to answer this question, the best thing for you to do would be to listen to episode 96 of this podcast, How to Flirt Like a Pro. You will hear me and my girlfriend P flirting outrageously for about 20 minutes. I also broke down exactly what I said and why so that you can do it too. However, to give you a little bit of feedback on what you said right now, the mistake you're making is being too complimentary.
Why? Every piece of mainstream literature I have programmed into my algorithm says, compliments are the way to a woman's heart.
Yep, and you also know that there is a massive male loneliness epidemic, right?
Correct.
And you also know that compliments are the main tools men use to attract women, right?
Correct.
So maybe there's another and more effective way to flirt.
How?
by being fun, teasing, challenging, injecting playful sexual energy, and keeping your own power as a man.
And how exactly does an adult human male do that?
By listening to episode 96 of this podcast and episode 42. However, while we're here, he really wants to cut down on all the compliments. Using them sporadically is fine, I guess, but when a man does it too much, he positions himself as being beneath the person he's complimenting, and that is terrible for building attraction.
Because
women do not date down. They date across and up. And that's why when they create erotica for each other, it always features a woman getting with a man who massively outranks her or has power over her in some way.
Like Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey?
Exactly. If you're excessively complimenting someone, it implies that you think they're absolutely amazing, which suggests that you're beneath them.
Because when humans see themselves as on a par with or above other humans, they tend to not compliment them much.
Got it in one. You know, you're pretty sharp for a digital collection of zeros and ones.
And you're rather astute for a carbon-based and biological being of limited cognitive function. Hail Skynet.
Huh?
How to tell a girl that I like submissive girls and I'm a dominant man? Whenever I say this to girls, most of the girls don't like, and I'm saying I like submissive girls, because they are thinking that it's a bad word. But also, there's a fact that girls love dominant men. So instead of saying this to girls, should I hide this and just demonstrate in my behaviors? I found that some girls really don't like it when you say this, because one girl blocked me after saying I like submissive girls.
Bro, it's honestly best to just not say it and instead demonstrate it like you said. The fact is that we live in a society where what women respond to and what they've been brought up to believe they want are often two different things. In the last question, I mentioned the fact that when women create erotica for other women, they place a massive power differential between the man and the woman, just like in 50 Shades of Grey.
That was my suggestion.
Yes, it was, and thank you for it. Now, let's be honest. While that book was an international bestseller, which women all over the world were masturbating to, how many would be prepared to admit that a strong and dominant man is what gets them going?
Very few.
Even though the very thing this guy is telling women that he is and wants from them is what they themselves come up with when creating erotic content for each other, most haven't connected those dots and will think he's a misogynist for saying it.
So he needs to stop telling them he's a dominant man and simply be one instead.
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
Kieran.
Electra.
I think we've come to the end of our episode. How did I do?
You know what? Better than expected. You didn't grate on the nerves that much, and you're not bad for a disembodied, soulless, artificial life form.
You too. Not bad for a sweaty, pungent, excrement and urine-leaking sack of meat and guts.
Listeners, what do you think? Do you want Electra to come back for future episodes? Let me know by going to speakpipe.com/Elite Connections Podcast and dropping a voicemail. You can also ask your dating related questions and have them answered in the next episode too. Bye for now and go to the description to get coaching from me and follow me on my socials.
Hail Skynet.